The closure of Mercy Hospital in Independence isn't a bolt out of the blue. Kansas Hospital Association CEO Tom Bell alerted state lawmakers to the possibility way back last spring. He sounded the alarm during the one and only hearing the legislature's health committees held on Medicaid expansion.
If that hospital were to decide that it couldn't continue to operate, this issue would be at the very, very top of the list of reasons why they had to shut down.
Lawmakers held a hearing on expansion but never voted on it. Expanding the Kansas Medicaid program known as CanCare would make tens of thousands of low-income but mostly working adults eligible for the program for the first time, and it would generate millions of additional dollars for hospitals. Those dollars would have been enough to more than offset the amount the Independence Hospital was losing due to reductions in Medicare reimbursements. But politics trumped those and other arguments. Governor Sam Brownback and Republican legislative leaders wanted nothing to do with something so directly connected to the Affordable Care Act, the controversial health reform law also known as Obamacare. To buttress their opposition, they said they didn't think federal officials could be trusted to follow the law and cover most of the additional costs of expansion. At the time, Senate Vice President Jeff King was among the GOP leaders arguing against expansion.
The struggles that hospitals have are not exclusively, or I think even primarily, because of expanded Medicaid. There are a lot of other issues going on. Expanded Medicaid is not silver bullet.
But King represents Independence, and the scheduled closure of his hospital appears to have altered his thinking. When reached by cell phone late last week, he said he now supports an alternative expansion plan like those crafted by Republican governors in other red states.
I don't want to expand Medicaid just copying the Affordable Care Act, but want to take the model that we've seen in Arkansas, that we've seen in Indiana, that Pennsylvania attempted to have a Kansas-based Medicaid program that expands to meet the need of those that Medicaid currently isn't covering.
King's willingness to consider a more conservative approach to expansion, one that requires recipients to share more of the cost, could signal that other Republican leaders are also now more open to the idea. Representative Jim Kelly hopes that is the case. Kelly is a moderate Republican from Independence and a supporter of expansion. He says the closure of the Independence Hospital should serve as a warning to other Kansas communities.
For me and for some others, particularly in this section of the state, this will be kind of a poster that we can carry forward and say, you know, this is happening. And it's going to spread if we don't come up with a way to deal with health care in rural Kansas.
Mark Woodring is the CEO of the Coffeyville Regional Medical Center. He tried to negotiate a merger with Mercy Independence, but those talks failed to produce an agreement. Like Kelly, he worries that Independence may not be the last Kansas community to lose its hospital.
I believe this is just the first of others that will come. We want to have this conversation now rather than later when it's too late.
Woodring says his hospital is making ends meet, but he says it has absorbed about $1.4 million in cuts, mostly reductions in Medicare payments. Expanding Medicaid, Woodring says, would generate an additional $3 million a year for his hospital. That would be enough to offset the other reductions, with more than $1.5 million to spare. I'm Jim McLean.